In the Peruvian village of Pisac, not far from Machu Picchu, tropical scientists from around the world met last month for the 10th annual meeting of the Andes Biodiversity and Ecosystem Research Group. Talks focused one morning on how climate change was dramatically affecting Peru's rainforests in the Amazon basin. Patrick Mayer is an ecosystem scientist from the University of Edinburgh in Scotland. He processed what he had just heard.
I think we're looking at the potential for loss of species. If they are truly constrained by warming temperatures at the lower end of their range, and their range then becomes compressed because there's a lid on how far they can move upwards, then literally the land area in which that species might be happy existing declines. So there is the potential for species loss. And I think that's the really worrying view.
Yadvinder Mali of Oxford University is one of the world's leading tropical biologists. He shares Mayer's concern.
What happens in the tropics determines what happens to the Earth's biodiversity. We are on a tropical planet. Yeah. We just don't realize because many of us live in the cooler latitudes.
Mali explains that even small changes to our tropical forests extend out to impact the entire world. Tropical forests are the functional lungs of the Earth. They pull greenhouse gases from the air and store that carbon in their limbs, trunks, and roots. That process of carbon storage helps slow the rate of global warming. But tropical forests also play a critical role in international weather patterns, in rainfall, and in the availability of fresh water. They do this through the process of transpiration.
Think of transpiration as the world's water pump. It's what takes water that's fallen as precipitation and landed in soil and puts it back in the atmosphere.
That's Greg Goldsmith, an American biologist now working as a postdoc at Oxford University. He says that the water that goes back into the atmosphere forms clouds, and those clouds begin as vapor rising from the leaves in tropical forests, just like perspiration from your skin.
This is a big water pump. Millions of billions of gallons of water in the tropics is being recycled into the atmosphere, and that's the water that we drink, that's the water that we use to grow crops, that's the water that drives the climate that we experience on a daily basis, like whether you're going to have a thunderstorm at 4 o'clock in the afternoon or not.
The process of pulling greenhouse gases from the air and producing the clouds that dictate our weather are fundamental services that tropical forests perform to support our lives on Earth. In lecture after lecture, the biologists meeting in Pisac explained how global warming is threatening those services.
I think we have to be prepared for a world that is going to be 5-6 degrees warmer. We do everything we can to avoid that world, but that world is coming faster and closer than we realize.
Because biologists work in eons and epochs, not years or decades, fast to Mali means 50 to 100 years. If that seems like a long time, consider this. It's the lifetime of our children and grandchildren. And Mali cautions that the rate of warming is unprecedented in human history.
Many aspects of the planet we live on will change. In that sense, the functioning of ecosystems, the life support systems of the planet. And some things may be resilient, some things will be vulnerable. But it's certainly the largest change this planet has experienced since the last ice ages, mm-hmm. Before there were any cities, any civilizations.
Ken Feely, a tropical biologist from Florida International University, says there is still time to act. But the conversation on how to cope with global warming needs to broaden beyond the melting ice caps.
We just look at the huge number of species we have and the amount of attention we give to them, and it's rather depressing versus spending so much time and attention on these polar regions, which deserve it. They have their own problems, and they deserve the attention as well. But we have many, many species here, which we don't even have a name on them, so much less any sort of conservation plan on how to save them.
We'll discuss strategies for conservation as the series continues. For WFDD News, this is Justin Cadenoso in Pisac, Peru.